Well, it's 3:30 PM on Saturday the 6th, 6th day of our travel off here in Barra, and have to tell you, and for the record, this has been one miserable, stinking, drichdire day. The wind's been blowing hard and the clouds have come right down over the hills. So much so that they've covered the hills and almost covered the town. Only just now at this point are signs of them lifting above the low hills now. Didn't stop us. We got up early and headed into the chapel in Castle Bay. There was supposed to be a mass there this morning with the rosary said in Gaelic beforehand, and we were only two in the chapel. And we waited till just after 10. Not another soul turned up. And only then did we find out, when we walked back down to the tourist information, that it was explained to us that there had been a funeral this morning due at 11 AM, and so the mass and everything else had been cancelled. Of course, not being a local, we weren't aware of that. So it doesn't matter. We were glad to get up early and go and say a few prayers in the chapel anyway. Maybe we should have prayed harder for better weather. But anyway, so we sauntered about a wee bit, came back pretty much soaking, and dried our stuff off, had our early afternoon tea. And today was, at 3 PM, was supposed to be the Hevel race. Now, the Hevel's the biggest hill here in Castle Bay, right behind the chapel. Can't remember, it's 382 metres or something high. And it's called the Hevel. And an annual race is held here. I think it's all comers pretty much. And I think the winner of 2 years passing has been a guy from Edinburgh. I can't quite remember his name now. But anyway, that was due to take off today at 4 PM with the hall adjacent to the starting point in the square, serving teas and coffees and eats and all kinds of stuff, bric-a-brac for sale, you know, charity stuff and things like that. But anyway, I kind of had it in my head that if this weather stayed the way it was staying at 2 PM when we headed in, that the race would be cancelled. And lo and behold, when we got in there 2:30, that was the check-in point for the runners, and 3:30 I think was the last check-in. Race has been cancelled. Well, what a damn shame. But the point is, you could not even see that large hill. You couldn't even see the bottom of that large hill. You could see nothing. And it would have been just far too foolhardy and dangerous to allow runners to run up that. But the point is, people were gathering in the hope that it went ahead. But you wouldn't have been able to see anything. The excitement of this would have been to watch the runners take off and watch them as they track their way all the way to the top and then all the way back down. It's first the top, touch the top and come back down, and you can take any route you like. There you go, there's not even a set route. But so it was cancelled, and loads of people, our understanding according to the local people is that loads of people come over from all over to watch the race and to take part in the race. And I guess we were disappointed with the weather, but there are many more people here in Barra, much more disappointed than what we are, because they had it all planned, and their whole weekend has been washed out, literally. So here I am, standing at my favourite spot here at our accommodation, looking across the bay, at a very quiet bay, always. No cyclists, no kayakers, no windsurfers, no wee yachts. And the only thing that just broke my run there was I see the wee ferry boat leaving the pier and heading out to Kismayo Castle. It's about, I don't know, 100-150 metres. It's very, very close to the pier, actually. But I see he's taking his time today again, because the choppy waves will just pour spray over his customers, and he wouldn't want that. He wouldn't want them soak it while they were going about the castle. But anyway, that's the only thing that's going on just here, just now, in Castle Bay or in Barra, because the whole of the island is covered in this stuff. I said it was lifting. It's lifting in Castle Bay as I look across to the town centre, as it were. But as I look immediately to my left, which is directly west, I can see it's come back down that hill again, so it's just going to be one of those days. There you go. So we are hoping not to be in all night. We're hoping that it will break and lift and we can go out for an evening walk again. But it's a damn shame that this weather ruins so many organised events, and it's a damn shame, you know. It's not unique, but it doesn't stop me from saying it's a damn shame. Tomorrow is the big day here. We have half-length mass in the morning and then the 3 p.m. blessing off the sailing ships. I'll tell you about that tomorrow, but they haven't had good weather for this for the past 2 or 3 years apparently, and they're praying upon prayer upon prayer that it will be a decent day tomorrow for this, because I've seen it on television in glorious sunshine and it looks a wonderful experience, and they dress the boats up and the crew dress themselves up and they have a... Oh, I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Why am I telling you all about this today? Because it's not very nice out here. So if I speak again today, it may be because we've actually got back out. If I don't speak again, then it means we've been locked in our accommodation for the rest of the day. Just far too miserable to get out. I mean, it doesn't bother me, and I mean that sincerely. Yeah, it annoys me, but it doesn't bother me. I've still got my shorts on, and I just go walk about in this. It's not a problem if you wear the right gear. But Mary's not as hardy as what I am. And she takes it a bit sore when it's like this, because she's used to having her long hair loose, and she hates having to wear a hood. You can't put a brolly up in this, it'll just blow away. You'll do a Mary Poppins. So she hates having to wear a hood or a hat, and she gets a sore head if she does. So, and she doesn't like the driving rain. Who does? Well, I suppose a wee bit of a... Is the word I'm looking for a sycophant? I don't know, that could be Tyler wrong. I'm maybe making that up. But I actually enjoy walking when I'm on holiday in the rain. Not so much, I hope. But anyway, hopefully I'll speak again soon, and it'll be a brighter end to the day than what it's been so far. Speak again soon.